IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Viewpoints here on IRIB English Radio. In the studio with me, I'm joined with my two honorable brothers and special guests, Brother Habib and Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum, gentlemen.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you so very much for being with us and sharing with us your time. It's an honor, as always, to be able to have insightful and exciting discussions with you guys. Today, usually I feel like the discussions we have are so passionate and fiery, which is a good thing, you know. As a listener, I'd like to listen to...
With your popcorn, of course.
I'd like to listen to vibrant discussions. But today's topic, I chose a mellow one, right? I chose a mellow one that we can just agree on and nod our heads and smile and in agreement. I wanted to... And it's important now, especially because I feel like the world has, someone hit the restart button on the world after the pandemic, and now we're refiguring out how to navigate in society again after isolation and quarantine and the paranoia that came with not having physical contact with anyone. And now we have to relearn certain things, and maybe it's a good chance for us to reestablish certain values and rediscover assets and capitals that we have within our culture, our religious culture. One of those cultures I find is the masajid, right? The masajid, and maybe not even necessarily masjid per se, not that place where the khutbah has been recited and it has certain religious sanctities. Centers, Husayniyat, in Farsi, they have a lot of synonyms for these words, right? And just places of gathering and how important they are in our religious identity.
There are some kind of, let's say, adab, manners in the masjid,
etiquettes
that we must follow. The concept of taslit al-subyan wal majanin, letting the people with mental disabilities and children enter the mosques and to play in the mosques.
What about it?
It is unrecommended to do so.
So we're not, it's not recommended, but this...
Please tell the common...
Yes,
the
I'm going to talk about it right now.
It contradicts what we're saying entirely. That,
and the whole Prophet and Hassanain, while they're playing on his shoulder.
We're coming to that. We'll come to that as well. Okay. We'll come to that as well, no problem.
Do it quick, because we've got 30 minutes.
I think this is the place, not for Shazubzat Sheikh.
The concept is that a subyan, there are two choices to them. That either the children, either they're going to come to the masjid and play, or they're going to come to the masjid and learn. If they're going to come and play, let them play somewhere else. The masjid is a holy place. I mean, like when you have an important mu'amala or important business, and your children are playing around you, I'm talking about Arabs, they would slap that child. This is your business. But how about the masjid? Is your religion less important than your business? That's why the insane people who come, I've seen them with my own eyes. We're praying. This mentally disabled guy making fun of the prayers, making sounds.
Okay, I think what we're trying to say here is not taking your children and the mentally impaired to masajid.
Respecting
the
masjid.
Point. The fact is that that literally contradicted with everything. Because every time we talk about masajid and the importance of it and how it builds a community, y'all build a community when they're toddlers. Y'all don't build a community when they're 75. Right? From the time they're toddlers, you raise them in the community, in the Islamic community.
You can't force a child.
Your concerns are good and respected, but We have been told, again, the solution have been told to us, to kick children to the masjid so that they learn how to go to masjid.
Exactly.
Right?
That's when you know that they're going
to
learn.
So the intention of the people with that is not to take them to masjid to play, right?
Can they control them?
Sorry?
I'm talking right now. We're talking ideas right now.
So the learning is again involved here.
Since we're talking about masajid, I started with saying that masajid or, right? Because a lot of Western countries don't have the privilege of establishing a masjid for their community. A lot of non-Muslim countries don't have that privilege, the minorities that live there. Since y'all are stressing on masjid anyway, as a holy, sacred place where the teachings of Islam are imparted onto the community it is commissioned to build, and that community must be built from a young age, that masjid is obligated by logic, and most probably religion, I really am not one to talk, to accommodate to the needs of the smallest members of its community, which are the children. Y'all have to have places for kids to keep be occupied while their parents pray. Y'all have to have even a yard as small or as big as it can be for kids to be running around and screaming their lungs out so they don't cause disturbance for the lecturer. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to build a community, we got to take all those aspects into consideration and facilitate for it.
Can I just look, I didn't want to go into these details to talk about how we raise children and the age that is appropriate to raise the children and when to start bringing them to the masjid, when to start teaching them prayers and the teachings that are available. I want to talk about this.
We're saying
as an example of teaching them religion. All right, let's take this general concept.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm stressing on this. Familiarization.
Familiarization.
Y'all
with religion.
Don't have to teach your kids to pray, to say anything, just for them to breathe that air.
No problem. I'll stay quiet on this topic. But what is important to me is that there are specific laws for the masjid. That's what I want to reach.
True.
For example, like ha'idh cannot enter, a woman on her period cannot enter the masjid, right?
True.
You cannot bring in that najasa. For example, the moral of not raising your voice.
Mm.
The moral
Exactly. That's what I was in the beginning.
These laws kind of are the reasons why we made specific places where we mourn.
And we explained that earlier.
Yeah, I know. Well, I said I agree to you to the extent, brother. Mm. That's what I mean to the extent. But I prefer that the mosque should be for not to bring up poems, not to bring up eulogies. Yes, when the imam, for example, of that mosque wants to talk about the topic of Imam Hussein, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to bring it up in the mosque. But there are specific places where everyone is available. Everyone can watch.
So
right?
Are you saying that masajid are just for prayer?
No, I'm not saying for they're for worship.
So what is the function? All right, now that you've established what you've established, tell me what is the function
thing,
of a masjid?
They're equal. They're equal. The masjid and the Husseiniyyah to bring up the community events that we do for Imam Hussein, in my eyes, I see them as
No, I think we have not should not look at them as equal, because we can find a solution for that. We can add a part of building or land to masjid for
as
those who have problem, right?
To
solve the other part,
they put
the
signs
issues.
In the
but
women's section. I'm
we
sure
have
you've
to
never
insist,
been.
Sheikh, not to actually make any distance from people. Not to make any distance between people and masajid. Mm-hmm. We have to, alleviate the way for the people to come to masajid. They have to feel very easy to go to masajid in different areas, in different parts of the city. Yes, I do not disagree with Husseiniyat. I love them. I myself attend some Husseiniyat and Taqiyya. So there are some programs. Then when there is no program, for example, in a masjid, all of the people, all of the Muslims go and attend. But I think if they cannot even be compared from the viewpoint of importance. While in a purifying place, you are sitting and listening to the ma'arif, to the knowledge that comes.
Can I say something? The fact is, I understand what you're saying. It's clear to me. I think it's also clear to the listeners. But there's this fact that the masajid is not for anyone. It's for
what
everyone.
Do you mean?
It's not for one person precisely.
Definitely.
Like, I want to go pray right now, right now. The masjid door is closed.
It is.
No one has no right to close the doors of the masjid.
Makan
umumi. It's a public place, right? Mm-hmm. And there's specific laws. Like, if I sit down over here, no one has the right to tell me to go. All right. If it's for worship, if it's for doing this. If I want to come in, for example, do this and do this. It's for me. It's a public domain. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, for the Husseiniyah, it can be said, this is not a public place. This is a place where we do this program and that program.
For sure,
so if you come and pray, we're not contrasting. Unlike the person that's in the masjid. Mm. The person in the masjid, I want to pray right now. This is none of your business. I want to pray. Mm. I want to do this. It's like this publicity kind of, you know, breaks it. Because I've seen problems. That's why I'm saying. I've seen problems with when we do in the mosque, in the masjid. And that is why some communities that I'm pretty much thinking of made a Husseiniyah next to the mosque.
All right, so bottom line, what is the function of a masjid?
Actually, look at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he did in masjid, all of his affairs were done in masjid. No, even his government was in masjid, Sheikh.
Why do scholars claim that it's unrecommended to do qada or judgment inside of the masjid?
The Holy Prophet,
Amir al-Mu'mineen Aysam did it.
The Holy Prophet did it as well.
The
kind of judgment that he made for the brother of Uthman. I don't want to mention it in this show. And he was waiting for the others even to do the had of him in the masjid, but no one did.
Yes.
That's why he left.
Yes.
Right? So, whatever the Holy Prophet... Look, masjid is a multi-purpose place.
Exactly.
I mean, all actions in masjid are looked as worship.
In a lot of
because
countries...
Because when we look at the masjid with this, let's say, with this functionality, whatever we are doing there is ibadah, is worship, right? So everything,
and that's the beauty of it, isn't
this
it?
This is the beauty of a masjid. So, look, I do agree with Sheikh with some, let's say, conditions that Husseiniyat are needed also to be. We are not going to say that, okay, all the doors of Husseiniyat and Taqiyya should be closed. No, in comparison to see the importance and priority of a masjid, they cannot be compared. This is what we wanted to say.
Weddings are held at masjid. Funerals are held at masjid. Congregations are held at masjid. Prayers are held at masjid. Walimas are held at masjid. And then the morning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein is held at masjid. And, you know, like you said, it's a multi... And then the youth center of that community is in the masajid. The classes for the Quran classes, ethic classes, ahkam classes for women held at that very masajid. You know, it's when we want to say build a community, this is what a community building location does, right?
Yeah.
It caters to all of the community's needs. Often, if it has a resident imam, and conflicting couples have a problem and they need to talk to them, they refer to the masajid. It literally accommodates
community center.
Yeah, all the needs and all the requirements of that community that wishes to remain in connection with Islamic teachings and Islamic cultures. And I think that's all the time we have.
I want to say that in case we strengthen the family basis and the family foundation and also connect it to masajid in a strong way, we are going to reach to what happened in the dawn of Islam with the role and the function of masajid. Well, because I think in the time that we are in the era that we are in, we are far from whatever has been done in masajid earlier. You see, everything.
Yes, that's true.
So I think we have to actually revive these relations, strengthen the relationship.
Start by opening the doors other than the times of prayers.
Definitely. So we have to solve these issues. I think to focus on such issues is much more better.
Thank you so very much, gentlemen, for your input. And thank you to our listeners for being with us. I hope you had some positive takeaways from today's discussion as well. Until another greeting, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
In our minds. I swear to Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were killed thirsty for Hussein.